Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast, our first for 2025. Happy New Year to you all, and a very, very eventful day at the SCG. Australia fan here, Charbel, along with India fan Nash. Plenty of banter, some arguments, plenty of opinion, hard hitting opinion. We say it as it is on this podcast, and with some analysis as well. Nash, happy New Year to you. In quick 30 seconds or so before we really go into a lot of the talking points out of this day, sum up that day. Sum up that day in 30 seconds.
Firstly, happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to all Thanks, the mate. Listeners, to everyone out there, to all the cricket fans. If I was to talk about today in 30 seconds, the Indian captain got dropped. Everyone was happy. Indian batting lineup did the most Indian batting lineup thing that they can do. And again, are banking on Jasprit Bumrah to rescue them from this test match.
Yeah.
Never seen a fired up Bumrah before this much. But it was so good to see, and I'm not sure what you're thinking as an Aussie fan, but it's good to see that. And yeah, so excited for tomorrow in the morning. The first session is going to be really spicy.
Yeah, Bumrah versus Konst, this is going to be certainly spicy. If Bumrah gets the chance to bowl to him, that'd definitely be something. But even if Siraj gets Konst out, Bumrah's going to be in the face of Konst for sure. But fascinating day. I'm just really glad sitting here that Australia didn't bat more. We only batted three overs. I was really fearful of actually a Perth-like situation where we would bat for a little period there late on a very, very seeming pitch and then get caught out with a number of wickets. But thankfully, it's not good to lose one, but thankfully it wasn't more. You touched on Rohit Sharma there, so you're not buying into the opted to rest excuse that we've been given or official reason
no,
that
not
we've
at
been
all.
Given.
Not at all.
Not buying
not
into.
At all. Not at all. I mean, we all know I told you yesterday it's a chaotic time to be on the Indian cricket Twitter side of things.
Oh man,
there's
crazy.
So many articles written about painting Rohit Sharma as a saint, painting Virat Kohli, Rishabh Pant, Bumrah, Gautam Gambhir as some sort of villains. But I think all those and calling out Devendra Pandey, who is Rohit Sharma's good close friend, they've been seen together so many times, getting out of cars, being at parties together, and guess who is writing all these articles? It's Devendra Pandey. So it's not even a mystery as to who's painting all the but anyway, I was looking at all the circus that was happening, and I'm just happy that Bumrah has got what he deserved for so long. I think the Indian captain's blazer is a really any test captain blazer is a prestigious thing to wear, and seeing Bumrah walk out to SCG for the toss was really good to see. And he was asked about Rohit Sharma, which he did mention the captain, our captain, has opted to rest, which I think coming from Bumrah does make sense, because on the field, in front of the whole world, you do have to sort of portray a united image, which is fair, which is good. He's not going to say we have dropped Rohit Sharma.
Yeah.
He's not going to say.
No, he's not going to say it.
That, of course. So he has to say that. But we all know behind the scenes what's happened, and that actually hasn't done anything for the Indian batting lineup. I mean, Shubman Gill has gotten so many chances now. It was his time to step up. We'll come to the nature of the pitch and the conditions in a few seconds. But this was a great opportunity for someone like Shubman Gill to step up and show that he's got the goods. He was supposed to be in line to be the captain for in the next year or couple of years, but he hasn't shown any sort of form or any sort of confidence to the selectors, to the management, to the fans that he can take up that baton from Jasprit Bumrah. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the next 12 months go for specifically Shubman Gill, because the next 12 months will really shape his career, whether he goes on to become a really good, great player for India in Test. But
agree.
Overall, again, a disappointing day for Indian batting. you
So
know,
before we
Rishabh
touch into the
Pant, Bumrah.
batting, before we touch into the batting more, what did you make of the decision at the toss? Because that was a good toss to lose, I think. I was looking at it in the morning, very green surface, overcast conditions. It was one where you didn't want to win the toss, I felt. I was debating with my own
Absolutely.
cousins, do you bat first at the SCG? Traditionally a bat first ground, but this pitch looks so different. I can't remember a pitch like that at the SCG in many years. What did you think?
Absolutely. And I saw Glenn McGrath, I think in the post match, I saw a statement from him saying, you know, he's played at the SCG for like 15, 20 years, and he has never seen a pitch like that. So that really does say something. And yeah, as you said, it was for Australia a good toss to lose. So, you know, India ended up batting, which I think they've gone with the traditional SCG thought process where, you know, if you bowl first, what happens if the pitch dries out by lunch? You know, and then it's a long toil for the bowlers. I think they took a punt. It did not work out for them today, but I think you really can't read a lot into that toss because it was really difficult. Because you go, do you go the Nasir Hussain Gabba way, or do you just take the easier way out? I don't know what was the right decision, but yeah, in the end, I think it was the decision was taken. It was up to the batters to score the runs, but again, alas, it did not happen. Couple of controversial decisions, but I think I don't know what your opinion is, but with Steve Smith, I think it was clearly not out. I think it depends on which side you're on, really. It's the bias in the Australian or the Indian cricket fan, because I've seen a couple of, I think I saw Simon Cattidge say that it's not out as well. Whereas Ricky Ponting, or classic Ricky Ponting, saying it was out, but that's what you expect from someone like Ricky Ponting. And I don't know what your opinion is, but for me, it was a clear case of not out.
I thought personally watching it live, look, I thought it was out, but look, I've seen Joel Wilson howlers in the past, and this wasn't a howler though. That's what I will say. I thought watching it live that Smith kept the ball off the ground, and sort of that angle makes it look like the ball's hit the ground, but he's got his fingers underneath it and pops it up. But it's a very tough decision for the third umpire. I can understand why he didn't give it out because there's element of that doubt there just before he pops it up that, yeah, probably may have hit the ground. So there's that doubt there. Look, okay, you give the benefit of the doubt to the batsman. But, yeah, you're right. It depends which side of the fence you're on. I think it was all right. I think it was out, but I can live with it. It's not a howler as such. But yeah, there was just the hope was
I
there that
mean, I'm
Boulder
sure
wouldn't be on.
I'm sure if India would have scored 450, you wouldn't be able to live with it. So
Yeah,
it's that
exactly.
it's
The
those,
thing I
you
was hoping
know.
about there was that Kohli didn't go on and get a big 100, right? So, but at the time, look, I can understand. And once I heard it was Joel Wilson on the as the third umpire, I didn't have a lot of hope. But he gave another one later in
And
the day
that's the
that was
thing, because
contentious with Sundar, but that's Joel Wilson, I suppose, he's always going to be in the firing line.
and that's the thing. The talk on social media is about, you know, Indians, you know, paying the umpires and all those sorts of you know, bullshit opinions. Because, you know, you got Washington Sundar's decision, which went Australia's way. Because, you know, again, we sit here after the last test match talking about the technology and everyone now. Sundar's is a decision where everyone has been saying Snicko is not good enough.
No, just
You
it's
know,
very
you got to go
confusing
with
and
Ultra Edge. So why isn't Hotspot getting used? Even, you know, you got two of the richest boards, you know, playing a series. You got Fox Cricket, which is rich as well. And I understand it's the broadcasters who pay for technology like Hotspot, but if the broadcasters are saying we can't pay, then shouldn't the boards offer some assistance just so we have a good series, just so we have everything foolproof? But again, look, we are in the last test match. We are in the last 4 days of the series. I think there's plenty of spicy things to on offer in the next 4 days, especially with what happened in that last over. And, you know, focusing on that, look, I think with Sam Constance, we need characters like him. I'm not saying, you know, he did right or wrong. He's going to carry. That's his behavior. He is exactly like Kohli was 15 years ago. Let's not put it
You are
in any
100%
different
right
way.
there, because I see a lot of Indian supporters on social media hating on him and really abusing him and saying that he's cringe. But you're exactly right. This is what Kohli was like when he started, and Indian fans loved it. So
And
very interesting.
it's the age-old debate where even Australians have been the same kind of they have played their cricket in the same kind of way. And right now, Fox Cricket has written this big article where why is Virat Kohli, is it Kohli versus Constance 2.0? Kohli just celebrated a wicket. He wasn't even involved in the he was actually holding Bumrah back. I'm like, who's holding who back? Just it's all so funny because Bumrah is a character we have known to be kind of that smiling assassin all these years. He takes a wicket, he smiles, he gets hit for a six or four, he smiles, he bowls a bouncer, he smiles. But today the fiery Bumrah that we saw, I think I hope I sincerely hope he backs it up tomorrow really well. And for you, I think you're just hoping that you are not on the wrong side of things.
Well, Nash, I've got a cup of coffee with me, and people think, shit, it's 10 o'clock in Sydney. That must be late, must keep you up. But it's not the coffee that keeps me awake at night. It's Jasprit Bumrah that keeps me awake at night. I don't care about the coffee. It's not the issue. I've been kept awake at night the last 6 weeks by this one bloke. And I was significantly worried today, mate, because I was really worried today because I was thinking of, do we want to roll India out for 140? But then we've got a very nasty hour and a half on a very, very seeming pitch against Bumrah and Co, where we have a Perth-like situation. But we faced the three overs and we still lost the wicket. I've never seen a
So
situation where
let
Bumrah's going with the striker and Constance gets involved like that.
Yeah, that's going to be my question to you. That was going to be my question to you. What do you think about that? Because last test match, not even a week ago, we sat here and we you were going after Kohli for getting involved. And here we have Constance getting involved when he has nothing to do with it. And he's going to get it back, isn't it? And look, if he's ready to take it back, by all means, if he can back it up, go for it. But he has to remember, and I hope there's people around him making sure he remembers that this is test match cricket. This whole idea about, oh, a 19-year-old is in the heads of the Indians living rent-free, it's that whole idea is really funny to me because Kohli has been doing this for the last 15 years, and you literally, you write anything and everything about him for engagement, and he's been literally there for you, filling your pockets with his name.
I understand that, but still, to shoulder him on the first morning of the MCG was
Yeah, it
interesting.
was
That's all
wrong.
I'll
It was
say.
wrong. I mean, it was
Look, but
wrong.
onto this, you talk about Constance going to get it back. He got it back and he wasn't even dismissed. It was his partner that was dismissed and he still copped it. Look, the thing is, I'll say about Constance is his approach and the way he takes everything on, fine, but it's important you back it up with performance, because if you don't, the thing I really worry about is what he's going to be subjected to. He's already been subjected to quite a bit of abuse online,
And
and
it's not even going to be, sorry, it's not even going to be Indians or Indian media. It's going to be, I know, Australian media themselves.
well, I've even seen some Australians, on Twitter saying, look, he should rein it in a bit. I've been seeing some of that point of view. Now, look, I don't mind personally if he doesn't cross a line and he wants to be bold and get himself out there, but you've got to back it up with performance, because the criticism, and all of the spotlight that you will face if you don't perform for a 19-year-old, and the abuse you may cop as well, which I did see actually during the MCG test as well when he was out early in the second innings. It can be a lot to handle. This is a kid that's 19, with the world at his feet at the moment, and hopefully a very long career ahead. But he's learning, and this could be a very, very big learning curve for him in the next few weeks if he doesn't score well. So hopefully, fingers crossed for him and for the team, of course, that he comes out and scores well tomorrow. But it's not going to be easy, because I still expect this surface to do a lot, as it has done today.
I just quickly wanted to point out, like you said, in the next few weeks, Constance is going to really learn what test cricket is. And these two tests facing Bumrah and Kohli, and he is in that sort of the test cricket sort of that's arena. He not sort of he's in the test cricket arena, but what's helping him at the moment, he's in his comfort zone in a way that You got, 50,000 Australians rooting for him. You got, he's playing in Australia. He doesn't have to leave the shores. He doesn't have to travel. When that kicks in, all of that, he goes to Sri Lanka for the two test match series. He sees the venue there. He sees none of the Australians are there supporting him, and it's everyone rooting against him. There's only the only familiar faces he sees is the 11 blokes that 12 blokes he sees in the dressing room, or maybe the Australian media, and even they are going to be writing against him if he doesn't perform. Then you got Ashes next year, then you got the India series. There's lots going to happen in his life and in his
Absolutely.
career. So he this is just the
Absolutely.
start. So he has to go on and learn to sort of choose his battles. But look, if he can take it, if he can back it up with performance, I don't have any issues. We need, like we said 15 years ago, we need characters like Virat Kohli. I've absolutely loved what he has done to the Australian public and how he has lived rent-free in your heads for so many years. And you can't deny it as well, can you? I mean, we all know what he's done against the Australian attacks all throughout the years. So yeah, it's sport is a beautiful thing when you give it back, and sort of when you receive it back, and when you give it to the opposition as well.
Virat Kohli's done very good things against Australia over the years, but I think those days are behind us, given the evidence as well
Still, we've
today.
still got a one-day series next year, Shabbat.
I mean, in Test cricket, I'm saying. But yeah, one day series, look, he's got Champions Trophy and he could step up in that format. He's an all-time great in that format, of course. But yeah, just quickly on Constance, you're right, because, Prabhav Jayasurya is going to test him galore in Gaul, because, that's his haven. Jayasurya, a top class left arm spinner. This guy takes wickets. He's taken wickets in England. He takes wickets in South Africa as well. The skill level of Prabhav Jayasurya is insane. So the challenge is then you got to go to the West Indies where you got Shamar Joseph and co over there, where again it's a very different environment, very different different conditions. So the challenge of Test cricket is insane, and that was why I was of the opinion that I'd love to see him get more time in Shield to play all around Australia and experience different things, but. He's there now, and fingers crossed he does perform. But as I was saying, I think this pitch is going to be, I think still have juice in it tomorrow morning, and hopefully from an Australian perspective, it settles down in the hot sun over the next day, because that today I've never seen a Sydney pitch seam around and bounce the way it did today. What did you make of it? Because I know you were critical of the Indian batting at the start of this episode, but apart from
It
a
is a
couple of
difficult pitch to
dismissals, the
bat.
Indian. The Indian batsman had it very tough today. Lots of blows on the body. Rishabh Pant copped about five or six on his own. That was tough out there.
So me, but I don't like to cry about the pitch. You are there to do a job, and it's test cricket for a reason. We can say, yes, it was a difficult pitch, but that's the beauty of test cricket, is you have to find your way out of this challenge. And that's if you do, you are a great player. But you do falter. You will falter at times, most of the time. So, but what I'm not seeing at the moment is outrage about the pitch from the Australian side of things. That will only come if Australia loses heaps of wickets tomorrow. Then I'll point this out to you tomorrow when the tides change. I know you might not say that. I know you might not, say it. I know you are a sensible person, but there's a lot of sentiment on
Interesting.
Australian on cricket Twitter saying that,
Interesting viewpoint, because did Australians have a go at the Perth pitch after day one there? I don't think so. I think it was more the subcontinent fans
because
saying the
that
double
was that was
standards.
that because that was a good pitch. It was just that
Yeah,
both batting lineups are shit.
but 17 wickets fell on the first day, and I didn't see Australian supporters complaining about the surface then. That's my point. So, look, we'll see how it behaves tomorrow, because yes, there were elements of balls nipping a long way, but I think hopefully it'll settle down, and that's probably a bit of the criticism as to why, or around India bowling first, because the hot days were coming, day two, day three, day four, they're all 30 plus degrees sunshine, so the pitch will bake out and become pretty good for batting, hopefully. But I mean, the seam movement today from the Australian bowlers, particularly Scott Boland. I mean, what a spell of bowling. If there was ever a guy who deserved a 5-wicket haul, it was Scott Boland today. the perfect pitch for him. And good luck facing him. He hits the spot all day, nipping it both
It's
ways. Outstanding.
I saw a tweet from Yash. I forgot his Twitter handle, but I saw a tweet from him which was relatable to Scott Boland's situation. It's like, we feel now we understand how oppositions feel facing Ravindra Jadeja in India.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's that
similar, isn't it?
kind of levels. It's that kind of levels. So yeah, it's Scott Boland, I think perfect pitch, perfect conditions, a really delicate batting lineup in front of him. So and he cashed in.
Oh, he was outstanding. Just how relentless he is. And I mean, even the deliveries that could have been put away, India didn't because they were in such a defensive mindset against him, just in survival mode, that the balls that did come along, they didn't put them away as such because they were so rare. And Cummins and Stark were solid. But the thing about Cummins and Stark is they didn't have to do as much today as they had to do in previous tests because there was Beau Webster there. And he bowled 13 very, very tight overs throughout the day. Economy rate of just under two for most of the day. He was nipping the ball around a lot as well. And two catches in the slip. So, very solid outing for him on debut in his first day. And just bowling those overs, like I think he bowled 13 today. That was as much as Mitch Marsh bowled in Adelaide and Brisbane combined, if I'm not mistaken. So, just there having that extra seam bowling option just reduces the load on the other bowlers, makes a big difference. Even if that seam bowler and Beau Webster's not taking a wicket as such, but keeping the pressure on, just allows the other guys to have a bit of a rest and manage their workloads a bit more. So that's a good positive start for Beau Webster there. Very, very good. So
Yeah,
India,
absolutely. I
yeah.
think a really good debut for him,
Yeah.
and I think he's a really good batter as well. He has scored. He
That's his
doesn't
strength.
score. He doesn't score quite as quickly as a Mitch Marsh. But he has amassed 900 runs in the last 12
Yeah.
months. And it's going to be really interesting to see how he goes against the Bumrah and the likes. And tomorrow, coming back to tomorrow, I think I really hope Siraj and Krishna really, really assist Bumrah. I think it's high time Siraj on this tour, comes up with the goods, because this whole Consta situation and Bumrah situation has put the onus back on the Indian team, back on Bumrah, and I think Bumrah now needs the support from Krishna and from Siraj from the other end. So
Yeah.
first over tomorrow, two Constis, Mohammad Siraj. It's going to be really blockbuster.
It's going to be interesting
5
stuff,
a.m.
man.
5 a.m. my here in India. I'll be up watching that, and it's
Oh,
really going to be
it's going to be
interesting.
box office. It's going to be spicy stuff. So, I think Krishna now, like when India, they've sort of been forced to select him in a sense because Akash Deep is injured, but I wasn't sure about Krishna at the SCG. If it was a typical SCG surface, I think he'd be pretty ineffective, but this SCG pitch could really suit Prasidd Krishna. He's one to watch for India in this innings, and Australia got to be very wary of him, I feel. So 185 all out India in 72 overs. The over rate wasn't great today, but I think there were so many stoppages due to blokes just copping it on the thigh, copping it in the nether regions. Rishabh Pant got about five or six blows himself. There were some really long third umpire decisions. So Men Australia didn't have to face much, and as I said, that was a relief to me. But tomorrow morning, that first hour, that first session is crucial for the Aussies because this is where we can actually set the game up. That first session, if we don't lose too many wickets, get through it without too much damage, hopefully the surface settles down under the hot sun, and then we can really develop a really good first innings lead. But that's a long way away. You've got to get through that new ball, which is easier said than done. Unfortunately, Khawaja's tough series has continued. Bumrah gets him again. But it's on Labuschagne and
Yes,
Cummins to set
I
up a
mean
platform.
Bumrah has Khawaja in his pocket. I think 6 times in the
Yeah.
series. At the start of the series, I saw an interview from Khawaja saying, he's got, Bumrah's got that awkward action, but the more time you face him, the more comfortable you get. And he got a poor bloke. I mean, Khawaja got out to Bumrah 6 times at an average of 5, I think.
Oh, that's.
I
That's the
think
thing with
it's
Bumrah.
safe to say Khawaja is done for tests.
I think they'll still pick him in Sri Lanka. He provides that
I
left-handed
mean,
option up top.
he doesn't have very long left.
No, he doesn't. Maybe World Test Championship final, if we get there, that might be his last test. That's my prediction. And then you got that West Indies series. Let's blood someone new. To partner Constance there at the top, and then start that transition period. You don't want, as I said before, you don't want five, six guys all going out of the team at once. You st got to start making some difficult calls, and we've made one with Mitch Marsh coming out, dropped, and bringing a new guy in. Now it's probably time to do that with Khawaja, I think, midway through next year, if you're not going to do it earlier. But I think he'll be there in Sri Lanka because I know Sri Lanka have got some very good off spinners as well, and Ramesh Mendis and Dhananjaya De Silva, who could test Usman there. But I think having that left-hander at the top is very, very important to tackle the left-arm spin threat there as well. And Khawaja's been good against spin over the last few years and might relish that challenge instead of Bumrah, that's for sure. But after that, yeah, the days are numbered. Marnus and Constance tomorrow, big test. Set things up for the middle order. Hopefully set up a platform. Again, it's not necessarily about the scoring rate as such in the first hour or two in the morning. It's about preserving those wickets. But I don't think Constance is going to worry about preserving his wicket too much. He's going to go after the bowling. It's going to be fantastic. I can't bloody wait for 10:30 tomorrow. And then head over there for day three. It's going to be fantastic. But
Absolutely. Absolutely.
all
Can't
right.
wait.
Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone. That was our review
Thank you.
of day one. Australia on top. Look, it's Australia's day, but it can change very quickly on a surface that's showing plenty for the quicks. But it'll be interesting to see if it's like Perth that settles down on day two, and then the Aussies can get some runs and hopefully get a good first innings lead. Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow. You can catch us on
Thank
Crick
you.
Vlog Pod on Instagram and X, by the way, for all of our reels and coverage, and Spotify, Apple, and YouTube for our full episodes. Cheers.